In this lesson, we will discuss how to counsel youth through difficult circumstances. We will explore basic counseling skills and lay a foundation for how to approach a youth who may be in crisis. Know that this is not a substitute for professional training in crisis counseling. If you know a teen who struggles with mental illness, who has been through trauma, or who is experiencing significant emotional distress, consider connecting them to someone trained to help in that area. The content presented here will equip youth ministry workers to care for teens and provide basic intervention through listening and recognizing early warning signs. The first skill we will discuss is compassionate listening. You will need to use your ears and heart to listen and care about what your students share with you. This is the first step in helping them cope with life. You must understand the other person's perspective before you can try to help. The second skill is learning to recognize early warning signs. Use your eyes to show you if something is wrong in a student's life. Are they behaving differently? Are they emotionally up or down? We will look at some specific things to watch out for. Consider when additional help might be needed for your students. Responding to a significant crisis may be beyond the scope of your training or experience. Don't be afraid to refer your teens to the professional help of someone you trust. Remember, teenagers are experiencing many physical changes in their lives as they mature into young adults. Hormones can affect their emotional stability. Teens need caring and supportive relationships to navigate this, and God has placed you in your students' lives for a reason. Love and guide them towards emotional and spiritual maturity, and encourage them to let the Holy Spirit work in their hearts.